This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 Monday night games last night, the biggest of the two, I would think. You would call the Ravens and the Bucks, and it was all Baltimore after a quick start from Tampa.
On 2nd and 17, Lamar to throw, going deep, near side. He's got Bateman open at the 5. Touchdown, Rashad Bateman! And the Ravens strike again! 49 yards from Lamar and Jackson.
Yeah, who had himself a hell of a night. That was Ravens radio with the call. Rashad Bateman, also a big night. 4 catches, 121 in that score. 2 touchdown catches for Mark Andrews. 41-31 the final for Baltimore after they were trailing 10-0. Here was Lamar Jackson. He was outstanding. 17 of 22, 281, 5 touchdown passes. He says, I'm locked in on one thing. That's Super Bowl ring.
I'm chasing something right now, so each and every game is going to be the same thing for me. Like, I'm going to be the same person. Every game I'm trying to win.
And we mentioned
now, would you say, I would say that this is his greatest game ever.
5 touchdowns, no picks, hard to argue.
I mean, and plus he was running the ball, and it was just, they're so difficult to defend. I mean, they have weapons all over the field. Derrick Henry had over 160 yards rushing last night. I mean, That is complimentary football at its finest. Because I don't think their defense is all that great. I think it's okay. But their offense is, man, just absolutely steamrolling teams.
Yeah, pretty impressive for sure. Here was Mark Andrews from 0-2. I don't know, he was injured in the very beginning, but they're now 5-2.
After those 2 losses, you know, just going to work and focusing on, you know, how we can be better. Because we knew we were on the cusp of, you know, kind of turning things over and being efficient and playing good ball. And it's just the little things of football, you know, not making the mistakes.
In terms of, you mentioned Henry, it was 15 carries for 169. The Bucks with the loss, 4-3. Baker Mayfield, 370, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. Chris Godwin carted off the field with an ankle injury with about a minute 10 to go, I guess it was.
Dislocated ankle. That's what Todd Bowles said after the game.
Here was Bowles asked very quickly when he got to the podium, why was he still playing at that point?
He's a player. We're trying to win the ball game. I mean, we were still down 10. We're trying to get extra points and kick another onside kick. It just happened.
Then he went on to say other guys were playing too. He was the one that got hurt, though. So sucks for him for sure. Don't know the severity of that in terms of how much time he will miss. The other Monday night game, not quite as a touchdown fest, if you will. The Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15, but there were a couple of touchdowns along the way.
Murray under center, trying to pay off this drive with a touchdown. Back to throw off play action. Deep in the pocket, stepping up, moving left, taking off, running far side, 45-40. Gets past the defender at the 30. Far side 20. He will walk in. 10-5. Touchdown. Kyler Murray, a 44-yard touchdown run.
And that was Cardinals radio with the call. He also had a touchdown throw in this game, but it also came down to Chatter Island from 32 yards out as time expired. Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15. Here was Murray. Big, big win for sure.
To go 3-4 instead of 2-5, be right there in the division. Just, you know, one game at a time, one day at a time. And we know where this puts us, but at the same time, you know, we can't look too far ahead. Obviously, like I said, we got to stay locked into the process.
Locked into the process. That's it. Win one game that's next up on the schedule. For Jim Harbaugh, that's a tough loss. Chargers falling, despite the fact that Justin Herbert threw for 349. But we're good.
Nelson Mandela, I mean, said, I don't lose. I either win or I learn.
And so they learned. They're not losers. They didn't win, but they learned.
He invoked Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
I mean, this is Cardinals Chargers, man. I think apartheid was a bigger deal. But thanks, Coach.
Yeah, there were a couple of interesting takes, yes, yesterday. That was one of them. You also had an ESPN Booger McFarland talking about box scores, I guess.
There's an old saying I learned a long time ago. Stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but not all things.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Then there's Marcus Spears talking about the Ravens run game.
You know when you got kids and you're married, right, you get the nanny. And the nanny is the one that affords you to have one-on-one time, which is significant other. And that's what Derrick Henry doing for these wide receivers.
Unless the nanny hotter than your wife. And then you got a problem on your hands.
Look at him, man. It's all flat. Did you realize it was going to be that funny?
No.
That was pretty good. The Jets make us laugh from time to time, and their game the other night was not great. Hassan Reddick, though, back with the team. I shouldn't say back with the team. Ends his holdout. Here's interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich. How will Reddick help going forward?
It's another, like, real productive speed element from our rush package. So excited about adding him to the fold.
One guy that's not excited about the Jets because of their owner is Bill Belichick. I know, G, you referenced this earlier. He was on McAfee yesterday.
I just don't understand the head coaching move, that's all. But, I mean, the Jets are the Jets, and, you know, Woody's Woody, so Woody's Woody.
Man, guys, just an idiot. Like, I'm just waiting for him to say that, you know?
It's coming. It might.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you talk about guys talking about the Jets and how they really feel. So Joe B did his 4 o'clock spot yesterday with Evan and Tiki.
So he was just, before you get into this, he was mad because they told him his segment was going to be on Football Night in America between 7:45 and 8:15. And it was not on then. It was on at 7 o'clock. And he goes, he was blaming the liberal leanings of NBC on this. Apparently.
He said, I should have known because it was NBC and they don't tell the truth a lot. I should have known. But anyway, they did play it. It was just earlier than they said.
He realized that it was not 60 minutes. Come on, you're just doing a,
this is incredible.
So they recorded him.
Yeah.
And then they were going to use it in the open, I guess is what
you're
saying.
Well, but they ended up using it. They just used it earlier than they all expected.
Right.
That's all. So
Sean Winters told me that the same thing. He's like, hey, watch between 7:45 and 8:15. This thing's going to happen. So that's what they told him, and they put it on at 7 o'clock.
Aha.
And then Joe probably missed it because he's got like a, you know, the rabbit ears in his house probably. Mm. You know, he doesn't have any sort of...
Either that there or still watching San Francisco and Kansas City.
Yeah, true.
Probably.
Yeah.
It could be. So just he takes apart the team one by one, Aaron Rodgers.
Another game.
He throws this horrible pick into triple coverage. Where the hell is he throwing the ball?
There's Garrett Wilson.
And then Garrett Wilson. You know, I don't want to hear about Garrett Wilson anymore. You know, you want to be a big-time receiver in this league. You can't do what you did. Catch the damn ball.
Greg Zuerlein.
And then Zuerlein's got to go. That's it. I'm done. Zuerlein's done.
Get him out. Then there's Sauce Gardner.
Sauce is the most overrated corner in the game.
Then there's the defensive line.
Their defensive line is brutal. Solomon Thomas, Michael Clemens, Kinlaw, they all stink.
The coach.
His coach looks like he's way over his head.
Well, they got worse.
Right. He looks like he's in the headlights.
Other than all that, things are going great with the Jets. So,
yeah. It's another Joe Beningo playbook thing. Like when it's a guy who's supposed to be the guy and he's not getting it done, you know, no matter what position it is. I mean, can you get a sack every once in a while? You know, it was the Quinnen Williams thing. Quinnen Williams, the most overrated guy. Can you get a sack once in a while? Garrett Wilson, can you score like 2 touchdowns in a game? Can you do that? Is that possible for you to do that? Are you capable of this? Can you throw for over 300 yards? Can you still do that?
See, these are the things that Aaron Rodgers is talking about.
Yeah.
Stop listening to that. It's almost impossible. You can't.
It's everywhere. It's just everywhere.
You can't escape it. There's not here anyway. Giants Steelers Monday night. Brian Daboll. So we talked about this Deontay Banks video that's out there. You saw it live. A lot didn't. A lot have seen it now on social media. Here was Brian Daboll. He was asked about the lack of effort on that specific play.
You know, something that yesterday I said has been addressed. We'll address that privately and, get that better.
And I'm saying on that specific play, there's actually a couple of them that are on social media that show similar lack of effort, if you will. Not so much not going after the one play with Jalen Hurts, but there's another where he doesn't get involved in a tackle. I think it might have been Kenneth Gainwell, whoever it was, like kept pushing the pile and he's just watching. So not great. Here was Tiki Barber on his show. If that's the effort, get him out of here is essentially what he's saying.
I don't care what you have to do. You cannot play on my team if you're going to do that BS.
So he's right. That's how you got to hold people accountable. I mean, you can bring him in and you can talk to him privately, which is Brian's nature, and that's what he wants to do because he doesn't have to say anything publicly because the videos speak for themselves.
Sure.
And then all of the criticism that comes along with those videos speak for themselves, and then that young man has got to face his teammates in that locker room, especially those defensive teammates.
Well, we'll see if his playing time gets cut into on Monday night against the Steelers because, I mean, that's one way. Sit him down, go, listen, you're not playing until you get your crap together.
You put that stuff on tape, everybody sees it. And that means if you're on the field, people are going to be coming at you. And if you're not on the field, it's because of what you put on tape.
Wide receiver for the Niners, Brandon Ayuk, it's not good. It is a torn ACL. His season is over. So there's a case where he got his contract. I mean, not that anything's good, but if you want a silver lining, he did get paid before this happened. So his season's done.
I saw one of the funnier memes or videos or whatever yesterday because you know how Deebo Samuel had an illness and Brandon Ayuk tore his ACL. And it said Ayuk and Samuel in the same hospital together. And it was the scene where Forrest Gump had been shot in the butt and Lieutenant Dan lost his legs. And Forrest Gump goes, "You want some ice cream?" Because, you know, one guy's like going to be better in 2 days and the other guy's like done for the year.
But Debo's got pneumonia, though.
It Lieutenant Dan, he's waving the vanilla cone in his face.
Did they put him in jail, by the way?
Oh, the guy
from Florida?
The Lieutenant Dan down in Florida. Yeah. Yes, they did for like not moving his boat into a safe area.
Oh, is that what it was?
They arrested him, yeah.
Got it. Well, Deshaun Watson, his season's also over. Ruptured Achilles. The Raiders play the Chiefs on Sunday. That's not looking so good. Antonio Pierce, though, we're trying to win games. We're not tanking.
I think as we keep going through this, there's still a lot of football left. The season's not over. We're not tanking. We're not trying to lose games to do anything better for the future. Hell, we're trying to be the best team we can. And right now, we're not a good team.
No, not a 2-5. Not a very good team. And Lions wide receiver Jamison Williams suspended a couple of games for PED use. Week 8 opens Thursday with the Vikings. And look at you. You got another prime time game. Vikings-Rams on Thursday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.